This show is for entertainment purposes only. Do your own research. We do not have a fact-checking department. Any claims made by any person appearing on the Intel Scanner Radio Show are the view of the individual. The Intel Scanner Radio Show does not endorse nor pander to anybody. We are completely First Amendment approved, and the NSA does not thank you for listening.
Here we are, Intel Scanner, Tuesday night. We're having a little difficulties. Here we are, getting it worked out. Entrapment is the topic tonight. Holy mackerel. Ears are about to fucking blow out the side of my head.
It's blowing my brain into pieces. Thank you for tuning in. This is mtradio.net. And you're listening to the Intel Scanner. Wow. We're coming to you from behind enemy lines. They're trying to jam the signal, but we're still coming through, broadcasting. And sooner or later, it's going to come into focus. There it is, focusing now, yes. One, two, three. We are go. We are go for an emergency transmission. Transmitting. Are you receiving? Hello, hello. It's, wow, still doing crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Whatever that all is. It's them
No.
It's whatever those are on the floor, them headphones. These headphones. These ones, wherever they are.
Just get rid of them?
It's this input line here.
So is that coming through on the...
No, you're good here.
Okay.
All right.
So
well, halfway there.
So, there. Yeah. Got
all
hearing
right,
in the left.
There it is. Gotcha.
Okay.
Where now we're
took
going.
A,
now
took
we're
a jiggle.
Going. So we're looking at the news today. I was noticing that there were things being said about a threat to Yellowstone caldera. If the Russians would only drop a nuke on Yellowstone, that would annihilate the North American continent, and that should be a strategic maneuver.
And we've mentioned launching nukes at Yellowstone several times.
It seems like we've mentioned it only a week before I saw my first article about it. What happened? Did we not predict that?
See,
it
seems
here
like
on the Intel Scanner, we're listening now to myself, F-bomb, N-word, J. Grande, E-Rock.
In the house.
The professor behind the technical curtain.
Howdy, howdy.
General hunter-gatherers
on this fringe sidelines. Almost, let's not call them the peanut gallery, but I'll think of a new name for you.
A panel of experts.
We have a local panel of experts.
Once or twice, it'd be something nice. Anyways, if Yellowstone ever got nuked, I don't think. I mean, the major destruction would come from the bomb itself. I don't think there would be enough of a natural disruption to.
Johnny,
fully.
Come on, man.
Well,
you're killing us here.
I don't know if there'd be enough of a natural disruption to fully, you know, decimate the country. If Yellowstone blew,
it would decimate the world.
If Yellowstone blew by itself.
If you nuked Yellowstone?
But if it blew by itself, yeah, granted, you know, everything within a 500-mile radius of it would be fucked.
That's a global killer.
But if you just throw a bomb on top of it and just accelerate the process, I don't really think that the bomb is really going to do any further damage than what the natural disaster would on its own.
Well,
I'm not certain that bombing a volcano would make it erupt.
Even if it did just the natural eruption, I mean, that's still a global killer. I mean,
well, they said
game over.
They mentioned dropping one on Yellowstone and one on the San Andreas Fault.
They wish.
And I would contend that they would probably hit the New Madrid fault line as well. And so, on the fault lines, throwing an impact percussion bomb to sway the tectonic plates into the next phase of its movement
sorry to interrupt you.
No,
but see, the way the tectonic plates are working now is they're moving towards each other. I mean, that's where the Sierra Nevadas are being created from. And that's why, that's where the mountain range is coming from there, right?
On the fault lines, they overlap.
Yeah, so if you threw a bomb on it, the worst thing you're going to do is make them spread apart.
I hate to be a dick, but which one of us is the geologist?
Oh, that would be
every one of us.
I was off the whole time.
His name Randy is actually a geological expert.
Randy? Yeah. Randy Marsh?
Yeah.
We got a guest speaker tonight, guys. This is one of my favorite human beings that ever didn't exist.
Randy Moss is here?
Randy Marsh. Stan Marsh's
father.
Biological father.
He's a geologist. No. I fucked his mother, too.
I like that he plays Warcraft.
Now I need toned down on mine, too. Please somehow this take one? Me down. I don't know. Yeah, that's it. That's better.
How do you guys, how well can you guys hear me? Do I like sound like a prick?
Immaculate,
like just perfectly, like a prick.
Yeah, you guys got going for you nailed it.
We have your mic on mute,
that
so you're
is
coming
what
through
I'm going
very
for. I can hear you guys like because we're in the same fucking room and shit. But
yeah, I got you here, brother.
Anyway, we haven't heard anything from Wesley Whiteman. I just want him to say hello.
Hi.
That's all you get.
What up, Wes? How's it going over there?
It's going good.
Yeah, are you excited about...
I'm his PR rep. Don't say too much.
Are you excited about your new potential gig, Az?
Yes.
Excellent.
Very excited.
I got to tell you, I'm concerned. I mean, after Googling that, or going through as many different search references as possible about that Yellowstone nuke thing, that's a brand new article, and it does not seem to have a lot of older roots.
We talked about that.
I know... You talked about it, but I'm just saying on the Google search references.
Can I just ask, do you believe that?
We talked about it? Or that
no, I know. I believe that I read it. But I mean, like, no, do you believe that they're going to nuke Yellowstone?
No, I just know possible. That it is the end game scenario. It is a nasty one, too. And if it did happen...
Can I sound like an elitist swine? I think that it'd be awesome. I fucking... Like, it would ruin all the governments, and then we could start over.
How would they get a nuke?
Like 30,000 people left on the planet sounds like a perfect seed for the generation.
What you have to really ask yourself is how would they even get a nuke this far inside the U.S.? And the answer is it would never happen.
Or why?
The answer is don't want to have that conversation used against you in court like this wolf guy. You know what I mean? Like even if you could sit here and strategically come up with like a great plan... Like, that would do no good. Stuff. That would do no service to anybody, dude.
That was actually my next question. Like, why would they want to buy it? They gotta, like, there's
Isn't
gotta be
that
a
world-ending scenario? Right, world-ending, not just North America
I can
America
see where
ending.
I would like it, but I can't see where, like, the New World Order or the elitist swine.
Yeah, it would be a great test of their underground bunkers and cities and their provision systems.
It would be a good test.
And the nuclear winter's only going to last, like, a generation, and so... I mean, the really young people today would still remember it when they came back out of the caves and got to resettle all the landscape.
So
it's like a fallout scenario.
It sounds more like media propaganda then, like our media would just put that out there. Hey, Russia's gonna bomb Hollywood and bomb Yellowstone National Park.
Well, I have a couple thoughts on it. So, one scenario would be. Been monitoring. They've had this scenario like laying back, ready to get. You know, put out there and make it the story to scare people with. And they were just waiting for enough chatter and feedback coming from their surveillance grid that enough people have thought about this their own selves and...
Well, why doesn't that put the FEMA camp thing back into, like, a positive light? Like, what if all the FEMA camps are just to save as many people as possible in this endgame scenario where Russia does, in fact, get a good hit on Yellowstone... It pops. We lose the whole northern part of North America.
Do you really think that we would allow a Russian missile to fucking intercept our fucking air?
No, false flag or not, dude. False flag or not, dude. There would still be a great reason to wrap people up into FEMA camps.
I got two words for you. Iron Dome. There is no fucking way.
I'm going to raise a hand. I'm going to initiate the hand raising immediately.
There you go.
It's a good system. So, who calls on me?
Nobody call on me.
Somebody N-word, else. N-word. Somebody N-word. Else has N-word, to call on you.
N-words and
that's the rule. Somebody else has N-words to call on you. So I've been called on.
Yeah, go ahead.
So my issue is, like, Russia especially, but even the NWO and all of the whole thing, like, you got to start with the profit, their motive, and the concept of, you know, you could easily put everybody in FEMA camps by, I don't know, shooting unarmed civilians once a month for 10 years. And eventually that's going to lead to the kind of head that we need. We're going to violently respond against police officers. And then we get sent to FEMA camps. As soon as we respond violently and start a war, they've already killed a bunch of unarmed civilians. As soon as unarmed civilians start killing police officers, then they stick us in FEMA camps. And they don't need to, like, blow up a third of the world.
Well, of course not. Just burn down the Reichstag, just like the Nazis.
Yeah, they could do it way more subversively with way less effort.
You used to just stuff us into a lot of times there, and I just want to clarify that it's yeah, like putting using "we" in the context of the unwashed masses is not ever where I want to be. And so, no, all right. Dude.
All right, I just got something.
Can you define unwashed masses for me? Are we getting in a fight?
Oh, we can start a fight.
Well, I'm washed. I'm clean.
Well, what about the drinking class? Are we not all part of the drinking class? All
right, I feel like I bathed today.
Wait, right. Have you guys...
Alcohol.
What sort of class system are we developing here?
Have you guys heard of the Georgia guide stones, yeah, right? Yep, you know that? Yep. And they got all these different...
No, what is this?
Really? Okay, so down in fucking Georgia...
Actually, I don't
know. This is true.
I know. Go ahead.
Down in fucking Georgia on some random parcel of land, somebody back in the fucking 70s had commissioned this gigantic... obelisk made, and what it had, it had the five most dominant languages of the earth on there. Chinese was on there, Arabian was on there, English was on there, Latin was on there, and I think Spanish was on there. And what it said gave directions to mankind. In a layman's sense, it gave directions to mankind. Shall the end of the world ever commence?
That guy's a dickhead. That whole stone thing's a douche move.
Exactly.
And it's not a.
It's backed, like a cult to me. It's backed by a few special guys. There's
Rosicrucians called scumbags.
I believe that I read it.
Yeah, the people that they've been able to connect it to have been connected fellows themselves. And one of the things that they do say on there is to keep the world population at 500,000. And so,
if I put a sign in my yard and write a bunch of really douchey stuff on it, are you going to be like, hey, this is crazy, it's the Montana Guidestones. E-Rock put a sign in his yard and it says a bunch of mean stuff.
There should be 20 people left on planet Earth.
If it's built to last 20,000 years,
in the same sense, if you were the New World Order, would you blow up a volcano to stuff everybody in camps, or would you just like take away all their civil liberties?
Well, yeah, blowing up the volcano.
Volcano, yeah.
I'm going volcano every time.
I'm going volcano, yeah.
Volcano makes no sense.
I'm going volcano, but that's because I'm an extremist.
Yeah, people are extreme. People want to see the Earth change. They don't want the ruins of their great Atlantis to be found, you know? It's, yeah, they'll let them volcanoes pour.
It seems that that's the way it goes, though, right? On this planet? It's just a cycle of
fucking awesome.
Yeah, we're coming and going.
Dude, it's going to get off topic, but I found that there's an entire web series on YouTube that's going right now about finding ancient pyramids in China. And there's 150
there's pyramids marked.
Oh, yeah. That just have trees on them that nobody's gone and explored. We're talking Tutankhamun's tomb. We're talking Great Pyramid of Giza. We're talking...
Under the ocean.
No, just in
off
China.
Off the coast of Japan.
No, in...
Yeah, that one's huge. That one's cool.
That's like a whole city.
Yeah, that one's big, but there's just another 150. What am I thinking of? Chichen Itza? I'm thinking of Quetzalcoatl and...
Machu Picchu.
You're just making shit up.
Mayan shit.
No, I'm kidding.
You're just cramming fucking consonants together. Q-Z-X-T-L. A-X.
Dude, my point is every time we find one of these...
You got a Native American. What do you think about all this?
Every time we unearth one of these sites or go through it, we find some amazing, crazy shit at each site individually of where I can name them off. And there's 150 sites that nobody's ever explored in China.
There's a bunch in South America also.
Well, that's because communists run China, and we're not allowed to.
What I'm saying is when humanity gains that new knowledge and then adds it into everything else we know, we're going to come up with a far higher mean intellect or average understanding of the universe and the way that our Earth has had history. I think... It's all bullshit until we know what's under those dirt piles.
Hey, E-Rock, buddy.
Dude, I
agree with you.
I concede to the gentleman.
No, I actually totally agree with you. And I think a lot of this, and not to sound like a fucking anti-Semite again, like it's the first time. But no, there was a shit ton of, not political, but sociological events that have eradicated large portions of our history as a human race.
Yes.
And without that knowledge, without the knowledge of the things that happened to our forefathers.
How many Leonardo da Vinci's are hidden under those mountains?
That had nothing to do with Judaism at all.
No, but seriously, no. Like, I mean, 300 years, no, 300 years... So the Old Testament says, you know, like, no, to the Jews to march across the desert and start eradicating people. And he says, kill all of them, take no slaves of their sons or daughters, do not lay with their women, and burn their written language. That's the instructions that God gave to the Jews, and they did it to six civilizations. 300 years of historical information lost to us. And I'm not like blaming the Jews. Like if a fucking giant alien
came out of the sky and was like, listen, if you don't do this shit, I'm going to kill everybody on the planet.
Christians did the same thing.
Burn it all down.
We all did. Everybody did
the Christians made a bunch of Holocaust 300 years after that. And all of those people that were killed had written history and documents and philosophy and science and knowledge that was useful today.
All right, reel it in.
I'm real. I'm done.
That was the whole thing. I'm done.
Okay, did not... the South America be invaded like similarly by
that
the
is,
Spanish.
You are only
by
arguing
Catholicism?
My point, sir.
I mean, see, I mean, so
Spaniards
it's,
did
you know,
the same.
Not
thing.
Just
I'm not
Jews,
just
but, I mean,
saying
that's,
the Jews. No, I'm saying
that's just
that
the
was
way
like
the
first one that we have documented.
That's the
and
way
it starts
of the
there,
expanding
and then like the Nazis did
empire.
It to the Jews, right? Like how much
they were like
history?
The Tupac of the rap game.
No, but
like everybody
no,
else
in the actual Holocaust to the Jews, how much Jewish history did we lose of like their people, all of the writings and text, how many fucking Leonardo da Vinci, how many Jewish Leonardo da Vinci's got killed in the Holocaust? That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that it matters that it was the Jews. Dude, whatever.
Three. That's dude. One, two, a three.
And then 100 that were like painters with money.
But no, I'm just
dude,
saying,
that
dude.
Was racist.
So the Aztecs and the Mayans records of everything that they had for several thousands of
years. If we wouldn't have killed them all, we would have had some of them.
There could be a dozen
us.
Equivalent Aztec civilizations under those hills in China, dude, is the point.
Absolutely. And I believe
they still have caves in China that haven't even been.
Similar civilizations built these pyramids a lot longer time ago than
they're
what is
huge
proposed.
Fucking pyramid. They're pyramids.
Do you know,
for
you know about
Christ
the one
sake.
In Bosnia? The one in Bosnia is the biggest one.
So I did not know there was a pyramid.
It's grown over with trees and it's just been discovered. It's a huge mountain that
I think of Bosnia and I think of tanks. Like it's just like
so they're finding pyramids in Alaska. They found pyramids on both the poles.
Pyramids in Alaska?
Yeah.
Haven't
I didn't
that.
Both
I didn't
the poles.
That.
I read that they were on both poles, both buried in ice.
Yes. It is kind of fucking uncanny how the pyramid structure approached the world at the same time and it encompassed the globe when ocean travel was something that was like a lifelong
expedition.
Now, so
how do you end up with like the Norse?
No,
like,
the shit got built way before that. Way before that. That shit got built way before that. And them civilizations that had that technology to build those crazy structures wiped themselves out, got wiped out, died up due to plague. Something happened.
We lost their history.
Lost
somehow.
Their history.
We lost that knowledge. We it's lost been, all of their Leonardo.
It might be under those hills, man.
It's been refound in a lot of the stuff.
But
even
like
the
I'm
Nazis went and found
dude,
a bunch
like,
of stuff.
Like we were just talking about with the Mayans. If the fucking Spaniards wouldn't have killed all of them, like if they would have just like saved 10% of the fucking
Incas,
Mayans,
Aztecs, same
then
thing.
They could have been here to be like, no, this is what the fucking calendar meant, you fucking
calendar.
Idiot.
Calendar.
Whatever.
That's a good point.
Any point. That anything that we wanted to know, there would be like some of them alive because their fucking heritage and their like... shit would have been passed down.
People that could at you least know? Understand their fucking language.
So you could
Egyptians
somebody that
way.
Could interpret.
Well, how come
you
there's
go
no
kill
record
a bunch
of
people
no record
and then be like, what is this shit that they left behind? It's so baffling. They're all fucking dead.
That's why. That's why when we look at a hieroglyphics now, we're I mean,
because we're trying to figure out what dead people were.
Because it seems like a lot of these pyramids were from the whole generation before us. Like it wasn't even built by the people we come from.
Like
so almost
like
it was
EO
built like
actually
yeah,
it
was like
of it.
Like they built it in the human beings that were before us, and then there was a huge cataclysm, and then we all died, and now we're back or something. I don't know. No, because there's no record of it.
There's
of
a
anything.
Huge gap in our memory as
big
a
time.
Species.
Big time. That's exactly.
Well,
that's
I would,
what it seems
I
like.
I would say that the Hindu religion kind of covers that.
I would almost agree. But it is so far-fetched that how the
yeah,
hell
you
would
almost
you
wouldn't
consider
believe
that?
It.
Dude, you almost want to. I want to believe
gods
fucking
flying
Peter Pan
around
too.
In the sky at
yeah,
war with each other.
Dude, with magic.
Plans
yeah,
for flying machines.
We have 160 fucking deities. You know what I mean? That's a whole thing. I think monotheism is easier for the masses, the unwashed masses, as my friend said.
Thank you.
Anything.
It's easier for us to swallow,
the peasants.
If it says, you know, if it says that there's one God and then there's one set of rules and there's a one thing, if you preach to everybody like, there has been 160 different fucked up things happening.
How
for
much time do you really want me to
years?
Devote to what fucking peasants think? Dude, like, that's my point.
Dude,
like,
I am a peasant.
Right, but
we're
how much time do
here.
I... No, our, come on.
What are you?
We're all peasants.
Are you the 1%? Do we have to take you outside and light you with a torch?
Yeah.
No. We have to burn you at the stake.
I'm just saying,
you.
If you're taking a side, declare your side.
We are people with microphones who have the ability to form congregations and have a higher class
so maybe
forum.
Maybe we're a higher class than the peasants. Only
we are entirely no. initiating what it is to be different than
a
peasants.
Forum, peasants forum with microphones. See, now that's a show.
That's a band show. Rush and Limbaugh said it best himself. One day, Rush said... He says, I am a very powerful and highly influential person of the media. It will never be for me as it is for you.
In Boston, Massachusetts,
well,
a bunch of elitist swine got together with a bunch of peasants and decided that they weren't going to let a bunch of tea land in America because they weren't going to pay a bunch of fucking faggy, limey queers a bunch of fucking taxes. And a bunch of peasants became the elitist swine that we're bitching about today. And
no,
we're the descendants
were,
of those same fucking
people. They were not peasants.
They were
already
they
elitist
broke
swine.
Off. They Time were so out. Elitist. Well, Sean, I'm calling on Sean.
You're on the air live. Go. What's your name? Where are you from?
Daddy Fat Sandwich. I'm from Eat My Shit Land.
Ooh, I've never been there.
Yeah?
Sounds like a nice place.
Sounds like it smells.
It's not bad.
Oh.
You got a comment?
Are there dicks in the shit is my first question.
What's the topic of debate today? What are we talking about?
It's entrapment, but we haven't even got to that yet. We've been discussing pyramids. What else have we been discussing?
Your mom.
Your mom?
Jews.
My mom?
Jews.
She loves you all. Jews, really.
We love her. We love her as well.
Like key people are like the people of Islam, Jews.
Actually, just the whole lost history of people as in total.
Somebody shut him up. What's going on?
Right.
Favorite.
Currently, the debate stands at the: is it really okay to make a definite understanding of what has happened in the history when we know that there's many historical sites that are still underground, and whether or not that will help paint a better picture of where we actually stand, not only on our own timeline, but where we stand technologically through historical pyramid building through time.
Oh, so did
now you know.
Like the Egyptians, how they adapted to their surroundings and how technology could or could not have been their downfall.
What we're discussing is whether or not the Egyptians moved into those pyramids that were pre-existing, and whether or not the pyramids off the shore of Okinawa...
Oh, whether it was fucking aliens that made it, like some people have said.
Just because there's pyramids don't mean aliens made them, I'm saying. But
that's just
I've heard
such
things. I don't fucking know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, that's...
I'm just regurgitating what somebody else speculated.
No, that's... What
you know... They say that it's physically impossible how the fucking Egyptians built their pyramids due to their lack of technological advancements.
I like this.
But we have also seen the pulley systems, which seem to have worked just fucking fine. The only thing that really fucks us up is how ridiculously stupid and greedy it is to really have a shitload of slaves and only make them basically make big fucking cemeteries. For their big homies.
There's it's no really, way that that's a cemetery. There's no fucking way that pyramid was made
in indoctrination centers. That's like, what I've heard that they are.
Well, I've heard that.
Temples are honorable
yeah,
life,
but,
though.
I mean, isn't it basically like the coolest cemetery ever?
It's not a fucking cemetery.
Yeah, there's. I don't think
there's
a
0% chance it's a fucking cemetery.
Isn't it, well,
nobody's
really,
that cool.
People really, that, really
have you guys not
seen,
nobody.
Have you guys not seen the maps
Dude.
Of the fucking? No, there are tombs and shit. There's tombs. There's fucking secret fucking.
That's why they
those are not fucking tombs.
That's where they find
there.
Fucking bodies and shit.
There's no bodies in there.
Yo, yeah.
And they find shelves and shit.
Well,
yeah. Pyramids or tombs?
At a minimum, it's a monument to the empire. And as a slave, I would be proud to be
Yeah. It's like, exactly.
I'd be really
That's how they got the slaves to fucking to build this shit for their entire lives. Because
as a dedicated member of the empire.
It was an honorable life to build this. Look at the fucking Japanese fucking warriors
I went to a high school that was made by the Japanese in internment camps. It was beautiful.
How long are you guys going to be on much longer?
See, even the part.
How long are you guys on till?
Another hour at least.
Another hour? Cool. I'll be there in about 20.
Right on.
Sounds good.
All right. Later, guys.
All right.
Later.
Good call. Well, that was a good call from.
Thanks for calling in.
Anonymous crazy man caller.
Anonymous.
That was homeboy on the west side. You didn't catch the caller ID?
Dave. That was Dave.
Oh,
from Portland.
Dave
from Portland. Thanks for coming on down, bro.
When is Ahmed from fucking goddamn Redaya gonna come?
Ahmed from Chicago.
Redaya.
So even the list of pyramids in China are all a bunch of tombs. Technically,
I don't think they're tombs. The hillsides, the ones that are just sitting there.
See, I don't know. You talk about the pyramids, just makes me think of Coral Castle in Florida. You know, how did he create that? He said he had the same knowledge that they created the pyramids.
He
with.
Said he could see cells when he looked at your hands, and that he could see stars exploding when he looked into space.
He knew something.
All right, there's some crazy something fucks out there. Don't believe all
that was Ed Leeds Scallion. That was 1920. I read his book, Sweet 16, and it's allegorical and it's ridiculous and it's meaningless.
Don't
it's
say
about
allegorical.
Al Gore.
No, it's an allegory.
It's nothing to do with Al Gore or global warming.
I love Al Gore.
Manberry pig.
Yeah,
I want to run my hand through his hair.
I got zinged right there, but
I'm good at that.
Allegorical in the idea that it's entirely supposed to be a coded book that means something to somebody who knows.
Did you know
what
that J.R.R. Tolkien and C.S. Lewis were friends and pen pals?
And Mark Twain, right?
Yeah. I didn't hear about Mark Twain.
It was
Twain,
a smaller world.
No,
man.
You can get a like. There's a book of, you know how people's letters become like public fucking information after they're dead for so long. You can get a book of correspondence between C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien.
Neat.
Yeah,
What do they talk about?
They delve into theology like way deeper than we've gotten to.
C.S. Lewis was a devout
Christian who wrote some of the most famous allegory on the planet.
And then I started drowning puppies in the toilet. I never knew.
There are people that actually believe that the Lord of the Rings and all of its subsidiaries are allegory as well.
If
you've ever read the Silmarillion.
Aren't they the truth?
Yeah, like the Silmarillion is how the Middle Earth was created.
No, it's somebody else's interpretation.
It's
Tolkien's interpretation of the Bible put in a more realistic context.
Yeah. As was C.S. Lewis's writings.
In J.R.R. Tolkien's, the universe was sang into creation by a choir of elves.
And we know that's true. We now know scientifically
sound creates matter.
That everything vibrates on a waveform. Every particle can be described as a wave.
I thought that the J.R.R. Tolkien, the Lord of the Rings, I thought that was like the history of England from like 10,000 years ago.
I thought J.R.R. Tolkien.
No, that's a biblical story.
The Silmarillion. The Silmarillion is the creation of his own universe.
Well, J.R.R. Tolkien, C.S. Lewis got together.
Almost verbatim, like Jesus.
Finally wrote the Song of Ice and Fire that we're going to see the next episodes of coming up really soon.
The Song of Ice and Fire.
Yes, yes.
No, that was written by a fat pedophile, but whatever.
Who was that, Robert Frost? Was that Robert Frost?
No, George R.R. Martin.
Mm. Yeah.
Say the world we're on fire.
When are we going to see Daenerys' titties again? That's what I want.
Only the first episode was
the first season. She got paid to show her tits twice. She got that HBO money, and she never going to show them titties again.
We're not talking about
HBO can't afford my tits anymore.
Whose tits?
What? Game of Thrones.
Only the heiress of the Sunday. Iron Throne.
Check out
Queen,
blood,
murder, first
dragons.
Daenerys Targaryen.
And more tits.
Breaker of chains, mother of dragons.
She has zombies and dragons.
Anybody remember anymore how long her name is?
No.
I'm like,
zombies, dragons, wizards, fire. All right, hold on.
Yeah, I was about to say, there's zombies and dragons in games.
Yes, zombies and dragons.
And even hanging dick for the gays.
And I don't like dick, but there's plenty of it, because that fucking pedophile guy that wrote that shit is a weirdo.
No, because HBO is not allowed to show erect penises because they're offensive to women.
Oh, like...
Well, any
I think he's about to be aggressive.
You can totally show a floppy dick.
Is he
going to
beat me with it?
As long as it's hanging.
Any
as long as it's not turgid and angry and looking like it's about to rape the nearest thing.
Even consensual sex is rape.
HBO's totally cool with that.
As long as, you're turning around and not looking at her at all, you know. Give her a space.
What? Even consensual sex is
rape.
Know,
and two dudes Glory making out. It's totally cool to show dicks and two dudes making out and shit, but like, Grand Theft Auto is ruining the next generation of children.
Has anyone got a skin? Paper? Papyrus?
Do not. I have apparatuses.
Apparatuses.
Yeah.
I got papers.
I got those.
Yeah. Peepers.
A Bible paper, even because I want to read a
I feel like you totally passage. Derailed the fucking meaningful thing I was trying to say a fucking song of fire and ice.
Dude, I didn't do that. I did not.
You took it to pedophile land, dude. I was talking about some real shit, some Thoth, some emerald tablets, some fucking Thoth. As above is so below.
Some real shit.
No, I was trying. I was at least trying to take it there.
I'm
right?
Sorry,
and then
I didn't realize
like
that we were going to.
You derailed it.
Didn't even bring
up. I feel like
up
you wrecked the car.
The Game of Thrones thing, man. I just finished it.
Anyways,
so even the Freemasons totally started their whole thing based on the Emerald Tablets of Thoth, as well as the Egyptian Book of the Dead. They keep a Quran,
these
a Bible,
these are all secret
and
societies, right?
These were all '80s well, movies, weren't they?
It was a.
One was a band, but whatever.
Damn. The Halls of Amenti, yeah.
These zingers are just flying around here, man. I don't know what's going on.
My point is there's a lot more to fucking know than what people want to teach you in school. And my point is there might be even fucking more emerald crazy tablets in those Chinese pyramids or in the pyramid off the coast of Okinawa or in the one under the ice in Alaska or in the one under the ice in Antarctica.
Can we read the first ones?
Dude, yeah, but the guy, it's a 4-hour thing that Pharaoh made me watch. 4 hours of this
about
asshole
what?
Droning like, on. He reads all 13 emerald
with
tablets.
Absolutely no evidence that says he can actually read them.
That's like John Smith in the woods.
It's
reading
Mormon
tablets.
I'm sorry. I live with like 80-year-old Mormons and shit. They're awesome people. But at the same time, they're like a dude read a thing that he said he could read that like nobody else could read. How the fuck... Yeah. I won't agree with anybody unless they can prove it. I mean,
I try to stick to that, though. I mean, that seems to me very much like Moses dropping the tablets, killing everybody who was dancing around the golden god,
well,
going back up, making two more fucking tablets, and then coming back down.
And that sounds like
on.
Legit to you? Like,
no, this is just the same thing Joseph Smith did. If it's anything, it's anything. If you're gonna believe
and
any
I say
of it,
that,
for
I
God's
don't believe
sake.
Any of those things. And if they did happen, it was like some other being, like fucking tampering with our. Playing on our weaknesses. I mean, like, there's somebody taking advantage of us here.
It's like the
Georgia
when it
says
God
I'm a jealous and vengeful God. You. Like, what kind of God is a God that is jealous and vengeful? That doesn't make any sense.
You're making unarguable statements, sir. I believe your position is that we are getting fucked with by unknown and unseen ghosts, and there's very little to no defense.
I would say that's as reasonable as saying that a dude went onto the mountaintop and spoke with the On High.
Other than people have been believing that for thousands of years, and
I
by
think
some
people choose to believe what they want to believe.
Right, why but only some stories stick.
Believe in a ghost. I mean, why do you gotta believe in that bullshit
dude,
anyways?
Dude, the Hindus believed it for 300 years before the things that we're talking about.
Might not
they
be bullshit,
in
be careful.
160 fucking different beings flying around having wars in the sky, coming down and fucking people like the Greeks. Like the Greeks in Roman mythology, which is predates all of that
they
shit.
They all believed that shit?
They all believed in a shit ton of deities, a pantheon of gods that,
I believe
that came down and had sex with human beings.
Why can't you believe that? Oh, what's wrong
I'm
with
that? I'm saying that is
what the
as
fuck's the
likely
with that?
As
I've
a
seen
dude going up to the mountain.
That's
all I'm
8 feet tall.
I'm not saying I believe in either
Africans,
one. I'm saying they're both as likely as a possibility.
Wow, right, I would say that's more of a possibility.
It says that in the Bible, too, as far as that goes.
Oh, well, yeah, the angels came down.
Here's
right?
the Bible.
Made
check
giants.
It out.
The Nephilim came down.
Made giants.
It just makes sense.
there's men
of great renown.
I guess it's your definition of God, I guess, is what we're at. My issue is
so
the
big
God.
G, little G. God.
Little G. God.
Capital
God.
G. All right. No, capital G.
No, fucking, the one who created the fucking everything is busy.
The one
busy.
Who created the black
the one
holes.
Who's...
Do you guys... Hey, do you guys think that, like, monkeys and, like, apes and shit, do you think that they worship gods?
Maybe. I think that is, like... Impossible
Maybe
to prove.
No. What do you think
as
an anthill is?
Impossible to prove is either of the things.
It's
that
a pyramid
on.
That ants build every time they make a house and they worship God.
Did
every
you guys see
ant.
That thing where they poured concrete into the ants?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You got some shit.
Aluminum also. They
not
did
not all
aluminum.
Right over that winning comment.
No, I'm just saying.
I'm not going to blow right over that.
Because,
hey,
no, because.
Totally build a pyramid, dish.
Yeah,
they build
like,
a volcano.
Dude, way more complicated than a pyramid.
They build
they
a volcano.
Shit, that ants built was pyramid. Like beautiful. That was amazing. And they poured a bunch of concrete on it, right?
I saw one with
saw a
aluminum.
Bunch of hippies
yeah,
bitching about
yeah.
it.
Like, all right, no, but look.
But no, that was way more complicated than any human structure.
No, but look, you know, chimps and apes and shit, they're like, they're the closest. Relation
and
to
they
us.
Don't build anything either.
Well, they I was talking about superior life forms like ants.
Well, even ants. I mean, they worship their queen. I mean, that's
yeah, they're
about
way
it.
Better than people are.
You know, but I mean, don't you really think that after the end of it, when you look back on how people have worshipped gods, it was always in
dude.
I feel like I could have helped with that. I feel like I could have helped.
Yeah, that worked. So,
anyways, no, when people worship gods, it's always in a way to explain things. Always, that's always what it is. It's always to explain.
I have to disagree. Yeah, no.
Why the moon is out? Why the sun comes up? What happens when we die?
Explain shit that we don't understand.
Exactly.
Stuff happens when you die.
So all right.
How do we know that?
You know.
Because it's like
well,
going
no,
to
no, I guarantee you stuff happens
right,
to your
so
body, baby.
All right, simpletons, come on.
At the end of the day, you know, anyways.
We travel on.
Really?
I mean, see a bright light.
The moon is a god. The sun is a god. All of the stars in the sky are gods.
I'm a god, motherfucker.
We are each individual are expressive small portions of consciousness, which equals God.
I agree.
And
made
I don't...
from the same shit.
Getting flushed down the
I
cosmic
agree.
Toilet.
It's all
swirling into an...
swirling like the Milky Way. Dude, did you guys see that? Speaking of things we've seen on Facebook in the past week or whatever, did you see that 3D diagram of, like, you know, we're all taught that the Earth moves around the sun in this the heliocentric model, and they said that that's even
yeah,
stupid.
Yeah, I just posted that.
It was you that posted it. Yeah, I saw it. Dude, I really... was intrigued by the concept
what is
of this.
It? Oh,
because
dude, this Christian
physics,
woman started no. fighting with me on this, and she was like, "It seeing that really makes me believe more in a higher power that deflects that shit from getting in our path." And I said, "Fuck you, man.
Bitch, what shit? We're in a different position
said,
every second."
I said, "Tell that to Galileo, who burned to death trying to tell Christians that shit happened. You cannot infer from seeing that picture that Jesus died for your sins. You cannot see the clockwork
I agree.
Of the fucking solar system
I concur.
And then
fucking
say...
agree.
Jesus died for your sins.
Can that, I get an amen? I
want that's God.
I bet everybody here would say that. We agree.
It's so wrong.
This is an
so many people have died. The smartest, most brilliant, beautiful people the world has ever created have died to that kind of tyranny, dude.
Yeah, just for even myself, looking at that picture, my whole idea of what being alive in this universe was changed immediately. Just immediately, I was like, how the fuck are we supposed to get off of our planet onto one of those other planets as
it's
swooping and
basically
vortexing around us?
The sun draws the planets through space.
Dude, no, it did reaffirm my belief structure.
Like a comet.
I would say it would reaffirm something that I can't prove.
As the sun's going like so, the planets are going right.
It's a vortex motion, like a flushing
vortex
of a toilet.
Vortex motion.
Well, is that
no.
Is that the way we've always thought it was? No, the heliocentric
model. No, because
model
it means there's space
that
wind.
Copernicus was even punished for. He wasn't burned to death, but he was fucking on ground or house arrest for the rest of his life.
Yeah, the model you're taught in elementary
Captain.
School just like kind of forgets about the component that the sun and everything itself is moving through the galaxy.
This is
Right.
So when you look at it this way, it shows the planets like chasing the sun
and actually
in a spiral.
The sun, as it's going through,
what's up, baby?
Through its course, goes up and down through the galactic plane as it goes around the center of the galaxy. So it's not just going straight through space either. It's going up and down through the galactic plane around the great center of the galaxy.
My issue became watching that and picturing trying to do even interplanetary travel within our own solar system. How we're supposed
to math on that is
off of this skipping stone that's spinning. Are we gonna catch Mars on its next fucking vortex-like revolution when it becomes nearest to us?
We parked three trucks on Mars, dude. It's not that tough, dude. It's math. We parked three trucks and five GPS satellites.
Yeah, I was gonna say
we have fucking radio on Mars.
Yeah, Mars right now.
We're not drawing dicks on Mars.
No, the largest
time.
The largest.
Okay, go on.
The largest opportunity, and Donnie just told me this, the largest opportunity that we had for astrology or astronomy research was just that dude that everybody was bragging about on Facebook that's like, oh, he landed a fucking space shuttle on a fucking asteroid or whatever.
Yeah, Donnie liked that article about how he wrecked it.
Yeah, he landed it on the wrong side and ruined 100,000 years
of research. He still hit the fucking comet, dude.
It's pretty good. I give him that. But God damn it. That's awesome. That is awesome. I would never be able to do that. I'm not saying that I'd be able to do that, but dude.
He broke the toy the first try. Come on.
Damn it, though.
Neo,
we're never
going to
get that fucking opportunity again.
Hold on.
Like,
hold
maybe
here's
a dude
the thing.
That didn't smoke weed and had tattoos might have been better at that.
Hold on.
Oh, and I'm a dude that has tattoos and smokes weed. That's all I'm saying. Like, a dude might have fucking, like, one of those straight-edge motherfuckers that had never fucking
they wouldn't
have
even
given life.
Any straight-edge motherfucker the controls
motherfuckers
to that shit.
Get a psycho to land that thing
on
the fucking.
So, next time they're going to Ender's Game it and put him through simulations about 100 times, and then the last time they'll tell him that this is the last
simulation.
This is
a simulation.
And
I bet that
be the
would
real
work better
thing.
Every time. That
would
theory
work
makes a shit ton of sense
time.
To me.
It would work
success
so
without
they had, they
if
had,
they don't think that it means anything, though.
When he
totally
landed, before,
is.
When he landed that, they had no close-up photography of the surface of that comet. They knew some vague features.
It's impossible and to land it, I agree.
Unless it would have hit the surface perfectly perpendicular, it was gonna bounce and rotate back.
It's like Ben Affleck and
give the guy credit. Like I said, I'm fucking a tenth of the human being.
Well, so hold on. So it is like Armageddon.
Yeah, but no bitches.
Like
or,
I've said for the million
oil riggers.
Or Bruce Willis. No, yeah. Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck.
I said
no.
Bitches.
But like Armageddon, there will not be a chance to do it again for like 10,000 years or something.
No, the world ender is coming in 2030.
Everybody change your ringtone right now.
And when the world ender gets here in 2030, we have an Armageddon movie-like scenario in which we're running simulations right now on how we're going to not only land on the comet that was it's on direct planet to wreck Earth, but we're going to put it in orbit around the moon, and we're going to drill the fucker, and we're going to show it to the kids, and it's going to reinvigorate the human fucking race to see...
It's going
to
go from
to
see
extinction a satellite
level
around the moon.
We're going to break here. So until Scanner Tuesday nights, be right back.
You guys know what the difference between comedy and tragedy is, right?
Here we go. A Intel Scatter coming back.
Timing.
We were going to try to. The topic was a trap, but we haven't stayed anywhere near it. Any more about pyramids or
no.
Jews
no.
or
no.
buttholes
no.
or
buttholes?
Buttholes.
Ow! And my neck hurts.
Shout out to the.
I'm
new
gonna let it slide
because
I want somebody to Google this William Inner Wolf butthole. Guy right now and find out where he's at. Find out what the story is. Get it. Getting up to the minute on that shit because
as
that's
far as so goes, almost,
that is the beginning
are,
of
are we
our,
talking about entrapment?
Yeah, that's,
we are
talking that's the about, local issue.
That is what has brought us to this entrapment issue is that we have had a local similarly subjected internet radio show that was done. Professor, you want to read off his credentials real quick or at least his how you can find him on the webs?
Oh, he had a podcast called The Montana Republic on blogtalkradio.com, and he was based out of Bozeman. They recently picked him up on an illegal firearms purchase for something like $700. Nate, you want to go more into that?
Well, just the FBI befriended him, was a friend to him for like a year and a half. Somebody, I guess, infiltrated him or whatever, and offered to give him an illegal, fully automatic shotgun, a machine gun style shotgun that was modified by the FBI. Yeah, exactly. Totally legal fire, modified by the FBI and the FBI crime lab, and then turned around and sold it to him, and then turned around and arrested him for it.
And
he said
he
was a terrorist.
Did refer to the weapon with an automatic shot as a street sweeper, and that's what they're trying to get him for is an intention, I think that's a common reference, and I don't think they're going to be able common. To get him.
Okay, so was this guy?
Dude, I know.
Was he completely without felonies, and it was just because it was a modified firearm that he is in trouble currently?
I didn't see
it's his intention. They're getting him on intention for the terminology that he used in describing the weapon.
But they were the ones who modified the shotgun, and they were the ones who committed the crime.
He called it a street sweeper, though. And
apparently,
that's what
they're trying to do. Using terminology is not a crime.
Apparently,
that describes intention.
How did that sentence?
The intention
how did that sentence come
though?
Shotgun. Yeah, it's.
He hasn't been sentenced yet.
But you're asking somebody if you're going to give him the golden ticket like Willy Wonka, here, whatever the coolest gun that you've ever wanted is.
Yeah.
I'll make it for you because I'm the federal government and I have the ability to do that. And then I'm going to arrest you when you agree to that's cool and you want to buy it.
Well, exactly. It's like you take Fast and Furious into example, and it's like the federal government can sell you all these guns or whatever. And they might turn around and arrest you, or they might not.
But they could do the same thing with the cars. You say the Fast and the Furious, they could fucking modify a car, and that's illegal, right? No. They could, could the federal government modify a fucking car and sell it at a dealership
I'm talking about Fast and Furious, the gun thing, where they had the guns going through, the ATF was allowing guns to be sold through Arizona gun shops. Eric Holder. It's a big. They were trying to get Eric Holder.
I like his point though, and the answer is no. They could not do that. They couldn't put that in the showroom.
Illegally
and,
modified
and entice like, people to buy it.
Well, let me ask you this, guys.
Because here's the thing:
all the drugs that are seized, do you really think they fucking burn them, guys?
Big no.
Yeah. All right,
or do they use them to entrap other people?
What do you think happened to all the cocaine seized in 1984?
They tried
that shit
to
went back on the streets in 1985.
Well, they did. So the CIA sold half of it, and then the FBI used the other half to bait and entrap other criminals. You offer somebody a golden ticket. I call it again a golden ticket. You say, hey, what's the thing that you want that's illegal? I'll get it for you. Yeah. And you say yes, and then they arrest you.
Here's another
piece. It's fucking disgusting. It's fucking disgusting.
Here's another piece of pertinent information for the Wolf story. The informant, the guy that from the FBI that buddied up with him for a while,
Canadian.
Told him that the guy he was buying the gun from was fully licensed and everything.
Yeah, exactly. It was they totally entrapped this guy.
That's
completely entrapped him.
And this guy is
in jail right now.
Yeah, he's in Yellowstone County.
He's in Yellowstone County.
He's eating soy meat.
See, here's my. Here, I want to say this.
Currently
about
held
that.
without bond.
Yeah, no, it's a federal hold.
So say your garage was getting broken into and shit stolen out of it 3-4 times in a row over a period of time. So you set a trap for this guy. You waited for him to come and fucking break into your shit again and shot him
bear
dead.
Trap.
When yeah. he came in and. Tried to steal your thing, came into your domain, your
like
home, and shot him dead. Like story. The guy in Missoula.
Yes. Yes.
So now that guy's in jail for a long time.
Yeah, you can't do that.
70 years. Well,
that's entrapment also, right?
Yeah, you can't trap humans, dude.
No, you
that's
should be
fucking
able to.
Stupid.
No, fuck
dude,
that.
You should fuck you.
Be able to
you can't do that.
That's totally okay. All right.
No.
Exactly. No, exactly.
That is totally okay. You come steal it from me.
Thank you.
And you right. come you no, come on totally the wrong fucking night when I got the 12 gauge and I'm sitting up getting fucking.
Yeah, that's even different than a real trap.
Uh-huh.
He's talking about like having fucking like.
Yeah, I just kill you.
I got this.
Like,
you know,
traps.
No.
F-bomb is exactly right. It's entrapment. He's taken advantage of a recognized social behavior of this individual and is trying to trap him.
And preying on
him. All right, okay.
Change
okay.
your ring.
All right, now wait. Now listen here, all right? I had some motherfuckers come to my yard. They fucking backed their truck up into my yard, loaded up all my fucking wood into their truck, and drove off, all right? I did the right thing. I called the cops. I said, police officer, these motherfuckers stole my wood and they stole my axe, which I can identify. All right, I have a serial number on the fucking cover of the fucking...
Did you have an ARFID chip on it?
No, I have a serial number on the fucking cover of the axe.
No
I would
way,
match
this, to...
that would match the serial number on the fucking axe itself, all right? So, you know, they fucking
no
met. You know what this officer said? He said, there is nothing we can do.
There is.
All right.
What can they do?
All right. So what am I supposed to fucking do at this point to prevent people from fucking stealing my fucking wood? All right.
Put a
now,
lock on it.
I can't. It's the, my fucking
just
firewood
the
stash.
These
you know. I mean, it's outside. It's just sitting there. You know. What I mean, do I have to really build a whole fucking goddamn storage shed
I don't wanna see
to prevent
that.
Thieves?
Or you're the one who wants to have a castle doctrine where you're allowed to shoot motherfuckers that are
exactly.
on your land. Why don't you build a wall around your castle? It's your fucking
or
castle.
A moat
that you're not.
Alligator.
You can hire
I do have
a private security force.
I have a fence, and so this
Blackwater can handle.
This is what I did. I stacked up my fucking wood.
Version.
No, I stacked up my fucking wood and I shined a floodlight on it so everybody would fucking see it and shit, and I waited. And I had a couple of weeks off, you know, I wasn't doing anything, so I waited. And I waited and I waited and I waited and I waited, and I saw a couple of people kind of pulling and kind of looking at it and shit, and, you know, I walked out and showed them what they were going to be fucking
okay.
They were going to be fucking dealing with, and they fucking left.
That's the game you play. If you're gonna be a thief, that's the game you play. If you get caught behind enemy lines, then all bets are off.
I mean, I baited the motherfuckers
that
would come back and steal from me again. I only baited the criminals. The same way the cops bait criminals when they do fucking prostitution stings and they do fucking drug stings. They only draw out the criminals.
I'm talking about the dude who left his garage door
right.
open.
Yeah, that's the same thing as
and
me leaving my fucking wood, which
punk
had been stolen the week beforehand.
They send
the
girls
ocean.
With open vaginas to pick up men
yes.
just to generate
exactly.
revenue.
If you're,
exactly.
Same open door thing.
If
it's an open door policy, right?
If you're only doing it because the police can do it, then I would have to disagree because I am on the side of the we should
having
not we should not be doing that.
Is a good
that.
Thing.
The police should not be able to do that either.
If I can't do it, then the police can't do it. I mean, that's as simple as that. They are a civilian patrol. I mean, that's as simple. That's all they fucking are. And so they are nothing but my fucking peers.
Treasure? Yeah, you wish. Dude, the police are here nothing...
The police were once here to actually help us. They are
never.
Here to fuck
time.
Us over. No, a long time ago.
Not really are.
When I was a little kid... I know.
I don't think
when
so.
When I was a little kid, I remember... believing that the police actually had my best interests in mind. I was a little kid, so obviously I didn't fucking know any better.
What age did everybody stop believing, I would like to ask?
I think about 6 years old.
I think I was like 9 or 11.
I got arrested. I thought cops were pretty fucking cool around 6 or 7 years
20.
Old. About 13, I figured out that they were here to... basically,
ruin
really
ruin
no
your
different.
Fun.
It's really no different than a tyrant and his fucking guards. You know what I mean?
Well, they like to ruin people's lives to generate revenue for the state.
Well, why not do all
you
of them?
You need money. Everybody needs money.
So again, why then not I'm gonna just slap you around. Can I ask a second question? How many people here have had a lot of interactions with the police? I have. I've been arrested more times than I can physically count on both my fingers and my
toes. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have to think
so
about it.
No, but I've actually I met some cops that I don't mind. I
yeah, but it's their system that's fucked up. It's not necessarily them.
Yeah, I mean
they pick stupid fucking cops to enforce stupid fucking rules. Yeah. Because
but when you talk about vice stings, when you talk about vice stings, you talk about federal indictments that take 8 years to get a dude on fucking tax evasion. Because we live in a system where they can't convict him of murder, even though they watch him murder people in the street.
Right.
You could like catch a dude on a cell phone killing a motherfucker. And if he makes enough money, then he gets arrested for, like, jacking off in public.
But they won't just go kill him.
What the fuck are you talking about?
But
you know, dude, I'm making a metaphor. I'm saying, like, fucking...
Oh, no, I get you.
Like, no, that, I get you. What's better public masturbation than killing a dude on fucking camera? I mean, I'm saying, they treat the people with the money... They don't entrap them. You don't see them entrapping fucking the bankers that are committing these crimes all the time. They buy whores by the droves. They have concubines like it's fucking biblical times.
Yeah, secret service.
And you're fucking talking about a fucking dude that like his wife got fat after she had 7 kids, you know, and he goes and fucks an Asian woman and they arrest him and he fucking can't feed those 7 kids, let alone send them to fucking college so that they can break that class barrier and fucking make enough money to provide for their children.
Boom.
Did he just advocate for fucking Asian prostitution?
Fucking A.
To be legal?
As opposed to like arresting... If
Hunter,
you,
are you a communist?
If you're not gonna arrest the fucking rich dudes that fuck whores all the time... You should stop busting the middle to lower class motherfuckers who can't afford to get busted.
Well, I agree that prohibition is not the answer for anything. Drugs, prostitution, anything freely that human beings do as people do people-y things. As a wise man once told me,
people-y?
Just let it.
Yes. That's my new word.
Let it flow.
I like it too. Right. It. And so we've been people-y. Doing that. Even they call prostitution the oldest profession. So, I mean, how long has that been going on?
The golden rule is pussy is gold.
The whole thing is who's going
to
make
money. I think hunting would be the oldest profession, but prostitution might be a close
you
one.
Used to be gathering. Able to hunt pussy.
I think hunting and pussy.
Maybe somewhere, who knows which one came first. But
gathering.
You hunted
the guy went hunting
to
spend the money
to
get the pussy. But you had to hunt first. You already had to have like the food and everything.
Either way, you had to feed them.
Like work.
You had to hunt first. Yeah, you had to hunt.
No, hunting was just like working out.
Which came first, though?
First you get the money, then you get the power, then you get the pussy.
That's for sure. Well, back in the day, I mean, if you had fucking shot an elk up or fucking bashed its head in, pussy came your way anyway.
Yeah, they were like,
I'm sure that's no different than having a big bag of blow right now. Like, come over here.
It is no different. It is the exact same, really. Actually, I was talking about this with 80-year-old man at the bar tonight. We were talking about sexuality in our culture and how far off topic we could get, and if I could get E to shake his head hard enough to hurt his head as bad as my neck hurts.
All right, so once you're entrapped with a bag of blow...
So when the cops offer you something that you love...
Or elk meat.
Would you want some elk or some pussy or some badass shotguns that will kill all the elk in the world? What if that guy wanted that shotgun for elk hunting?
Well, what if
that's
that
just what we'll never know because they turned around and arrested him
because they made that gun illegal.
But apparently he did talk about blasting down the Gallatin County courthouse.
Well, he expressed repeatedly a desire to use a flamethrower against law enforcement officers.
Yeah, but he said he would like to. He said he didn't say he is gonna fucking go do it right now.
This is a radio show, right? So I'm not allowed to comment on this now.
They're supposed to comment.
My comment is, who doesn't?
Yeah. All right, well, I gotta go.
Yeah, <fine. laughs> See ya.
Yeah.
Well, the documents say Wolf expressed his desire to obtain a Russian fully automatic shotgun during a meeting with a confidential source. And
Cool.
And undercover. All
right. How long you gotta stoke this dude's fire,
and
though?
Undercover. Because, well, I mean, he's not that bright. He apparently wanted to buy some sort of illegal gun to run his mouth all over the radio first, and then tried to gather people together and get them riled up.
I just gotta ask, as radio show hosts and blog owners and all that type of fun stuff, have you guys listened to this guy's blog or read it?
Yep. Yeah.
Is he cool?
His
show sounded right on.
I didn't hear anything. Hear anything too crazy.
Well, let me ask you guys this: do you think that this guy was not necessarily deserving? Because nobody probably feels that he's deserving of this. But you think that if he wasn't a little bit smarter or had a little bit better common sense, that he wouldn't have been brought in so easily by this confidential fuckhole?
Or if he was actually a threat, then he would have been smarter. They would have never heard about it.
You get real close to somebody after a couple of months, you know? I mean,
it's hard to say, really, you know?
It's pretty shitty.
Let me put it like this.
It's a fuck deal any way you look at it.
They would be smarter to infiltrate every internet radio show that they can put a person in to infiltrate and try to...
One of us here tonight.
Be like...
is an FBI...
Everyone take your shirt off.
And they would just round up absolutely as many people as they can and get all the easy bait. And there's just no reason why you wouldn't put an operative on that case in every situation.
What do you think they singled him out because of that then?
No, he just got...
Or it was just a luck of the draw. He was like, hey, you know what, this guy? I'm going to fuck this guy's life.
Yeah, there's no way they picked him out in nowhere Montana.
So he was involved in something else?
Maybe. No, they just got him as part of a suite.
They don't do shit like that in Bozeman, man. Not really. I fucking live there.
I'm thinking it's...
He had to have been doing something, man. There's so much shit going on in Bozeman.
There's no way they could have singled that guy out.
There's...
For a year and a half long case, unless he's either A, like I said the first time, he's a fucking alien. I know it.
He's a fucking alien.
And the second one is that they either are sweeping everybody or there's no way to single
Or they're
this
making
guy
an
out.
Example of one easy dumbass that made himself a
Maybe
viable
he was,
target
it's a year and a half
to make
program.
The rest of us feel afraid like they
Dude,
do.
Dude, they got fucking indictments and run fucking 8 full years. Duh.
A chilling effect, they call that.
That's a massive.
Oh, everybody else cools the
resources.
Fuck down when they take one easy, spottable psychopath off the radar. They're like, hey, look at this guy. He's just preaching about mowing people down with flamethrowers and shit. We're just going to go crucify him for everybody to see. Everybody gets to
see
it.
That's exactly what happens.
And then everybody chills the fuck out for
it.
It's a chilling effect. The mob did that, I think, as
well.
Let
me ask you this.
The Romans did that.
Let me ask you guys this.
Also,
I love the Romans.
If this guy's from Bozeman and his shit was in Bozeman, why the fuck is he in Billings County Jail?
What about these poor kids doing
Because this is where the Department of Homeland Security is for the state.
So this guy is being charged as a fucking terrorist.
Can you get that one?
Oh, yeah.
He's got federal crimes against him.
I've had a federal crime against me. It was really, really, really stupid.
MSUB.
It would involve guns just as well. But they're fucking, they're charging this guy as a fucking terrorist because he expressed his anger towards the government that we're all angry at most of the fucking time. I'm pretty sure that about 60% of the fucking country doesn't like the government that's running them.
I think he's catching a raw deal.
He's getting the cock.
Yeah.
The whole fucking cops.
Raw style.
Yeah.
And it's not justice. That's not justice.
That is not justice whatsoever.
No, it's mob rule.
That is fucking a gangster seeing
socially
an uprising
rule.
And being
socially
like, hold on.
Engineered mob rule. Like, contrived to make the mob rule that way.
That's fucking freaky shit, man. They don't usually hear about it like that.
Hegelian dialectic, they call it. And so it's like, there's the problem. And so they didn't even have to create this problem. They made it like...
They just point at it.
They pointed at it, and there it is, and they fed it a little bit. And then, because of its feeding...
And then they get paid to treat it.
Yeah, well, now they do get paid. They get money.
And now anyone else, like, say, that made me afraid to have this little radio show, so I'm going to talk about corruption in the government. If you vote, it doesn't count.
Well, no more fucking outsiders, okay,
guys? I'm
going to
say, look, I don't think we should pay taxes
fuck
anymore.
Sakes.
No one should pay taxes.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to tell people
that. I'll take mine.
We're not allowed to say that, technically. In a
land
of free speech.
They're
going to
break me off. I already got one.
I would recommend to everyone, don't pay your taxes to fund these wars.
Holy shit, you just said that on
the Now we're going to get arrested.
I got
that's an arrestable
you
offense.
You better take that shit.
It's totally
back,
no, it is.
But
it
it's
is.
Coming to like, not only take that. Taxis. What if I was to say I think Roseanne Barr is a big fat ass slob. Now what if I could get arrested for that too? That's just
you should
the
be.
Same,
that's
you can because you can get paid.
I can't
you could get
say
paid to say
show.
Roseanne is a fat dyke cunt.
What if
you
I
could
said
get paid
that.
To say that?
Kim People Kardashian's
that is good.
Let's bring it back. Let's bring it back. Let's bring it back.
In a proper Socratian, in the perfect society, this is a place where you would fucking want to pay taxes. You want to live in a society where you get to pay taxes for your kids to go to school and for where you get to have roads to drive on. Mm-hmm. And if you lived in a good and just place, you would think to yourself, boy, I'm so fucking stoked that I get to pay my taxes to contribute to this level of fucking
it's,
law.
It's
boy.
Just a shame
where do
that
we start
don't
with
actually
at
live in that
At some point,
place.
Uncle Bob from
Civil Lester. Disobedience, where do we start with that? All of the civil disobedience you can do, I would recommend to do. The system is not serving us
Everywhere
anymore.
Has taxes.
So, the system
that,
is not serving
you know
the people
that,
anymore.
Civil disobedience is defiance by action.
We need to collapse the system
defiance
so
by
that
action,
we can reboot it.
You confront the
there
issue
will still be taxes
that you have a problem with.
Fine.
Well, there would have to be
no,
at
hold
some
on.
Point.
I mean, seriously, what
yeah,
are you talking
that's
about?
That's what I'm saying.
What you're
yeah,
saying.
But it's not at that point right now.
No,
it's...
They're fucking
where
us.
We live
they're
is not where you just
away
described.
All of the taxes that needed to be paid to get them schools built and do all that shit were paid already.
My point
now
is...
Now they're just not doing anything better with all that.
They're fucking us with yeah. this money. Yeah. They take our money, they
so
turn
So now
around,
we need to reboot that shit and build better
they
schools.
They smile.
So,
taxes.
So, but hold on.
Have a more
hypothetically
benevolent
say
regime.
You stop paying taxes. Let's just hypothetically say...
Him or everyone?
Like, everyone. Let's say 80% of the society stop paying taxes. Right?
Anarchy.
I got two you words. Would say yeah, that. Civil war. I got one word, FEMA.
Let's do it.
Again,
they would fucking kill us all.
No, they spent our tax money in the past, for the past, like, 60 years, building a militia, privately funded militia, with all of the technology.
You have to understand the communist takeover, okay? You gotta like most of the private businesses now are starting to rely on government money. Now, when you have government contracts and you rely on government money, that means that whatever the government wants back in taxes, well, then you have to pay back. See, the government's not going to do this in a way to where they're going to declare civil war. They're just going to offer all the businesses government contracts, and they're going to work their way into your business like they do in Russia.
They're going to make us declare civil war. That's the whole point.
Exactly right.
The only option is what Pharaoh said, which is peaceful resistance, action with defiance. You meet them head on, you stop fucking paying their taxes. You don't fucking do it. You don't fight them, you don't
invest
shoot
in
them.
Molotovs.
You don't, no, you don't buy Molotovs. You have nonviolent response.
Oh boy.
You provoke
them.
Fucking
Dr.
Gandhi.
No. That's
the only thing they know how to deal with is fucking violence. And so if you give
them
violence, they know how to deal with it.
And that seems like the solution. But they thought of that like 60 years ago, so they built up a giant militia that is
to fucking blow us away.
Yeah, there is no chance.
Whenever we get pissed off,
if we peacefully
revolt
it, then we peacefully get camped, just shoved into a fucking hole.
Like, oh yeah, you're mad.
So,
fuck off.
So how do you
here's a
surmise a solution?
Civil
Again,
disobedience.
My favorite. Civil disobedience doesn't fucking cut it at this point.
Oh well, you know
when they choke you to death, or they tase you, or they fucking shoot a smoke grenade,
or they kill us all right now and burn us down like Waco,
or they just offer you something that you want. And arrest you for saying that you want it.
Eight heads.
They don't even
ever
give it to you. For example, they never even had to give the dude the fucking shotgun. They're arresting him on intent. They could have fucking just said, hey, do you want a shotgun that would kill a bunch of cops? And he could say, yeah. And then they fucking arrest him and save us a bunch of fucking time.
But check this out. And this would be fucked up. What if he actually got the gun from the motherfuckers?
Yeah, they should have at least
let him shoot
somebody
blow someone away. Now, that would have been, oh, God, we're fucking idiots.
I think they should have let him
shoot. We are fucking morons. We just totally took a psycho. Fed the psycho
Maybe
a psycho sandwich.
The federal government shouldn't be spending
and
this much time making
shot
guns
somebody.
For psychopaths.
But the guy's not that
and
big of a deal.
Am I losing my mind?
This would have been the beautiful part. They would have never fucking talked about it if that was the case.
They would have never.
They would have. They couldn't have. They would have been like, "Wow, we're all fucking idiots."
The
this is gonna go away.
The modifications that they did to the gun take no more than about like 2.5 minutes to fucking to get done. You know, so it's not like high tech fucking goddamn thing here. It was a definite plant.
Hey, N-word.
It was a plant. It was a ruse? Fucking. It was.
Do you want $10,000?
A setup, a bait and switch.
A target.
What was it?
A target.
What if I promised you $10,000? But it might not necessarily be legal. Would you take it? Freeze! You're under arrest.
On air.
I mean, dude, done. You're under
arrest. Is this live?
No. I rest my fucking case. It's entrapment. Do I want a fucking shotgun that'll kill everything in front of me? Every human being in this country wants
absolutely
a fucking shotgun.
Absolutely. Would I buy it from somebody I don't know?
I don't fucking want the shotgun, if that's
what?
The question.
Why not?
Because I like kung fu.
I want like a belt-fed shotgun.
Can't take it away from me.
I would kill 20 kung fu motherfuckers with that shotgun.
Yes. Just
30 rounds.
Just legs and arms like going everywhere. Fucking no problem.
Right. So,
the guy paid $700. Whoa, he paid $725 for this stupid fucking firearm.
$725.
And he's probably looking at a million.
Would you like one of your favorite guns for a deal? For a steal they offered.
That's a ripoff.
That's definitely entrapment.
Here's the point.
He'll probably do about
N-word.
He's facing 10.
From, would you buy it from someone you don't know? No, but here, the government paid a guy's salary at least
for
a year.
A year, yeah.
So that you would know him.
This guy probably made $40,000.
No.
Putting one dude away.
Sucking a dude's dick to rape him.
Taxpayer money.
Say that shit again.
Sucking a dude's dick so that he could rape him.
So he could rape him later. Sucked his cock for a year, and then at the very end, jammed his fucking dick deeply in his ass.
That's entrapment.
That's
we're done. Entrapped.
And we're
sure
done.
Is.
That's cock magnetism.
And we're done.
Right, I thought he loved me. He was sucking
my dick. Holy shit.
Keats, if that is your real name, that movie Bulletproof says it all, dude. That's like a kick-ass movie.
Yeah.
And dude did that.
That describes
that
this.
And yes.
Yeah.
So really, that's how they're getting their...
The guy took a bullet for
quote-unquote...
I gave it to him.
Yeah.
Here, have this bullet in your fucking forehead.
So-called criminals off the street by doing that. That's
no,
what they have to resort
like,
to.
That's
way too
sadistic,
bro.
I put a cop into your life, and then I came and arrested him in front of you, and he became your friend, and then you trusted him, and then he offered you a dick sucking or whatever, like something that you wanted that's illegal, and you said yes, and they arrest you. Like, they don't have to actually physically give you the thing or provide the fucking service. It's like a bank offering you a mortgage on your fucking house.
And yet, I say again, if you wait for someone to break into your house and just to shoot him, that you know broke into your house 20 fucking times before, he's gonna break in tomorrow night too, and I'm gonna wait with a gun and kill this motherfucker. Now you go to jail.
Don't fucking talk about it. Just do the shit.
Don't
Man.
Nobody know that you thought
yeah,
that
Yeah, that's what he got
yeah,
fucked up.
I mean,
that's he was bragging about it.
He stated it up. Yeah, yeah,
you're
right.
Asleep,
yeah.
You just hear... a crippled tweaker about 3 o'clock.
Like, he scared me. I didn't know
just
anything like that was about to happen.
Chips. He'll be fine.
I like what Dave's about.
I was playing Xbox, and now I heard a noise. Yeah. The next thing you know, fucking happened so fast,
just
I don't even remember.
Some meth on a fucking bear
I don't even remember it happened so fast, you know what I mean?
Holy fuck.
That. Again? Really?
Change your ringtones,
fuckers.
I told you.
Well, let's talk about Sam Hurd. He was a football player for... the Chicago Bears, and the government made a deal with him, a real similar case, befriended him, blah, 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 offered to sell him, here we are, 10 kilos of cocaine and 1,000 pounds of weed, whatever it is here, okay, so they give him, so they give him all the drugs, and then they turn around and arrest him for it. Is that okay?
And where did they get the drugs?
Immediately, or did he get to do and sell some, or... Was it like, bam, you're busted? Or did
it's
it
like
just
they
progress?
They fucking CIA on record funded Rick Ross, the biggest cocaine dealer on the West Coast for all them years, put him in prison after giving him all the coke the whole fucking time. And
well, yeah, but you know the funny thing about it is, I read
like
it, that motherfucker ratted on so many people, there was dudes that he sold blow to that ended up getting life sentences, and I think he did like 20 years, and he ruined the West Coast. I'm not talking about just one neighborhood. The whole fucking West Coast sucked his cock.
He was a $1 billion.
Yeah, a $1 billion dope
guy,
dealer.
Man. Yeah.
So how many crack babies born on crack that he sold?
On crack or with crack or from his dick? With
supplied
crack.
By the CIA.
How many babies
though?
Born
the CIA
yes. by crack
really?
That he
yeah.
sold.
Oh yeah, that's been proven.
Are you sure?
On record, fucking public.
Oh, that's
100% yeah,
proof.
And it. They let this guy live?
There's a rap.
Yeah, it's
a
weird, ain't it?
That's yeah. He must have really fucking.
Oh no,
liked him.
Rick Ross has gone on record since he's been out of prison talking
yeah.
about everything.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you can. Yeah, you can look all that up.
Oh yeah.
It's unfortunate book out. That we Whatever. Live in a country though where you can look.
It's unfortunate
that
he got away with it. Basically, you know what I mean?
It's like the.
Well, they used him as a cutout though.
They fucking basically admit to it.
But we're not allowed to, like, say it. Because it's like...
They're not allowed to say it. He'll
You're
say
not
it.
Not allowed to say it.
Because...
The controlled media doesn't
like
say
ass.
It.
Yeah, you don't hear CNN being like, back when the CIA shot our president.
Yeah, and then sold lots of blow.
The history
because
books they teach our children don't say it.
Well, that's not what they told me, actually. I went to school, and they showed the movie JFK with fucking Kevin Costner and the whole nine yards... And that movie basically says that the CIA killed him. And they showed that to me in high school. And then they were like, well, it's just a theory. Like, the teacher had to emphasize the theory portion. But there was the whole 90s quotations. If you guys remember the 90s, you could say anything. And if you put, like, quotations
yeah,
in
yeah, like
it,
this.
It's totally cool. No, like, you could be like, well, pictures, and then, like, it was
Illuminati.
It's not a hypothetical idea of, like, people that were once taken from the African land and being made slaves. Like, no, I didn't say it. I said that people say that, and that's what the quotes mean, or whatever. So,
special
like, no,
guest, H-Crack.
Like, no,
right,
last
tonight.
One, like, I think Bill Clinton used our last, like, quotations up when he was like, well, did I technically fuck her in her face? Like, you know what I mean? Well, yeah, I fucked her face. But nobody
yeah.
asked him that. Bill, did you fuck her face? Like, the whole fucking, like, we could have saved
she
the
She was a fat chick, guys.
Travis.
Come on, come on.
Yeah, she was chubby. Yeah, I fucked her face. I didn't, like, go
yeah,
the whole way.
Yeah, her pussy
way,
was
wait.
Fucking fat and nasty. I stuck a cigar up there.
No, so, like, the ability... No, but so how is it that the government can do this? And a bunch of rich people can do it. If you're fucking a pro athlete... You can do it. You can fuck a whore.
No, that's
buy cocaine.
It. This,
you can
this
buy...
Sam Heard.
Yeah,
got
and this is the what year did you say that was? 80s?
2011.
Oh,
no.
80s?
This guy.
That just names.
Yeah,
sounded
I just read.
Really
I just
this,
read a whole fucking.
I don't
know
shit about
this
sports.
Happened,
if you didn't know that.
2012.
Really?
2011. Here we go.
And they were just like, you want a bunch of weed and coke, and he's
yeah,
like,
yeah, and
yeah.
He bought from him before.
Did he sell any of the weed and coke after?
That's
yes.
what I asked him.
Yes.
He was selling.
So they no
the
wait
weed.
They let him sell it and they sold
yes.
it to him.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
And then they turned around. And
I got, nothing,
him,
man. I've had a one-liner for
his name is Sam. His name is Sam Heard. Look up the story. It's
no,
fucking
I'm
insane.
Good.
I heard it years
I'm
ago.
Good.
A couple
my
years
hurts
ago.
Enough just hearing.
How the fuck? Yeah. How the fuck can they do that? And then.
And then turn around
and then
yeah.
be like, no, we're not
so
fucked
like,
up. You're fucked up.
Yeah, you're the one that's wrong.
It
exactly.
would be one
yeah.
thing if they.
No, you go to prison. I'm gonna go fuck my wife.
But they let him sell the drugs that they'd. Stolen from another
sure.
drug dealer and sold
what
it.
About Snowden taking
God,
all
they're
that?
Awesome.
And they took the money. What did they do with the money that they took from him? So they took the... How much do you think...
This funds Blackwater
pounds?
Killing people in Syria.
Dude.
Now you get the circle of how this all works.
The
but
circle of
there
cock.
There was enough just straight, like, blood money and shit for that. Like, I don't know.
Thought
wow.
they got
1,000 pounds, man?
From
like,
Afghanistan.
Yeah, 1,000 or 10,000.
Poppy
yeah,
fields.
What was the weight on
read
the drugs?
Read the shit again.
They're saying what the deal they got him with was 5 kilos of cocaine and 200 pounds of marijuana. But
so
they got him in conspiracy
like,
for a whole lot more.
That's about $1 million.
12 pounds of blow and fucking...
And 200 pounds of weed.
Yeah, 200
and,
pounds of weed is about half a
but they got, him in, they got him in conspiracy
dude,
for over 1,000 pounds
yeah.
of weed.
300,000 for the coke, 200,000 for the weed.
Yeah, about $1 million.
About a cool mill.
Yeah, that's
yeah, dude,
a cool product.
On the street, dude, it breaks down to like 3 on the street.
Depends on where you're at.
No,
baby.
I don't know. In the hood in Chicago?
Dude, if that shit was good cocaine.
It's a recession.
I mean, where's it? They have that stuff?
But I mean, seriously. No, but they let him sell it.
Straight from
and they took the money. So they get paid, right? A mill, call it.
A cool mill.
Just call it five, a half a mill even.
Yeah,
okay.
Nice.
That's NFL money.
Yeah, I guess if you're a cop and
shit,
you know
right?
you're getting it back, you can wholesale
then
it. No
they
big
sell
deal.
Some shit, then they arrest him. They take all the money, they repossess all of his assets, and they take the drugs back and do it to another motherfucker.
I gotta be honest with you, if I was a little bit more fucked up.
Why do we need to
that's
pay taxes?
Ingenious, man.
I think, yeah, no, it's brilliant.
That's
but,
some
I mean,
gangster
like, why
ass
do we
shit.
Need to pay taxes? We should just be like,
why
if
don't
you
we
get
just
caught,
rob people?
Instead of prison, they should just keep your shit.
Why don't we
and
just
be
manipulate
like,
people?
You make as much money
ass.
As you can.
Do
you
want me to stab
caught,
him?
From you. It's just everybody's rich in this country, it seems like.
Yeah, if you play in the NFL and you're buying 12 pounds of cocaine at a time.
That's badass.
Do you know a guy?
Yeah. I know a guy.
You can't just walk out with like 100 G's because you're a professional football player. Be like, sell me 10 pounds of cocaine.
See, it used to be...
not get arrested.
See, it used to be you had to worry about the guy that had, you know, 20, 30 grand to spend on drugs.
If I had 10 pounds of cocaine, I would seek out the guy that just got picked. A professional football
player.
To be the guy at the... yeah.
Hey, man.
At the football combine. Yes.
Yeah, man. I want to be the dude that sells drugs to, like, fucking, you know...
That's Charlie fucking Sheen and fucking
Charlie Sheen and yeah, and all fucking Richards.
Rick James, bitch.
Yeah, and fucking,
I mean, yeah, I want to be Rick James's drug dealer.
Steven Richards.
I'd be rich Steven drug Tyler dealer to Joe the stars.
Yeah, man, I've had one fucking clientele my whole life.
You'd have to be pretty cool to fucking be a drug dealer to the stars.
Yeah, you would have to be such a Freemason Illuminati motherfucker, dude, to be selling drugs to those guys.
I want to sell drugs to the Illuminati.
Or work for the CIA.
You could just join the Illuminati. If you wanted to.
I want to remain independent.
I'm a freelance.
They're not going to stand for that.
Freelance Illuminati, whatever.
I'm a freelance Illuminati, yes.
I'm a freelance Illuminati.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Yeah.
When it comes to Illuminati, I'm a freelancer. Yeah.
Wow, man. They don't like rogues. I understand this.
That is fucked
they
up.
They do not
man.
Like rogue Illuminati out there just being freelance. No.
Get a being all they being all illuminating, being all illuminous.
So you know, I if you hey, this. I propose that if you all want to come to me, Illuminati, come to us.
See, like, see
and we, let's fuck.
If
bitches,
you got that good coke, don't be bringing me some bunk shit.
Let's over
all.
Let's
propel
let's,
ourselves into the future together.
They might be fucking bitches and saving people, just for the record.
I was fucking bitches and saving
I'm pretty sure they're fucking like, over.
In a past life.
They're fucking over dudes and bitches, all like bitches, getting lots of money.
My dick.
Dealing drugs, getting more money, stealing, and fucking bitches. And dudes like bitches. These guys are... I mean, if we weren't so upset about it, we would want to be these guys.
Everybody get arrested for wanting to do it.
Yeah, and then they're like, no, you can't do it. I do it. I fuck the bitches. I get the money. Sorry.
Well, end of the evening. Intel Scanner.
It was a great show. We thank you all for tuning in. Tune in every night. Check out our archives. We love you.
Intel Scanner.